Upcoming Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh, which is the last of the Arba Parshas. So just as a Hagdoma to a Tzaddik, where we have something very most interesting, this is featured one of the first times, we had it once before, from the Be'er Moshe. Be'er Moshe is a sefer that's been recently reprinted with the son of the Kozhin Samagit, the Moshe of Kozhnitz. Matter of fact, he had three names. Moshe Yochim Bria was his name. And most of his life was in the second half of the 1700s. He was Nifter like in 1828. He was the son, as mentioned, of the Kozhin Samagid, and he was an item of the Rebbe of Meilich, so his yichus is not bad. In addition to that, I mean, he was Mufursim as a Godel Benigalu Benister, and a Chosid, and a Parish, and a Tzaddik, a great Tzaddik. And Tzaddik Ador of his generation of the time, you realize there's an item, Rebbe Meilich, you know, spoke very, very highly and great about him, to the point that the Oyev Yisroel, the Abtarov, said that him and his father, meaning him and the Kozhin Samagid, he says, Abibchin is David Amelech, Abkidei Kach. And this is his son, not his son, Rebbe Binim's son, Rebbe Chmiel of Pshischa, pointed out and said that the godless, he says, of the Be'er Moshe that we have here, he said, will not really be known fully, he said, until Bias HaMashiach. He wrote a lot of svarim. It's called Be'er Moshe, Ala Torah, there's Das Moshe, there's Binas Moshe, there's Kehilas Moshe, there's Pirkei Moshe, there's Mate Moshe, there's Tfilah Moshe, there's Vayichal Moshe on Tehillim, and so on and so forth. So, it's a very, very, very fascinating and very, very choshev sefer, as you'll see here. And gives us first a really new appreciation of what Parshas HaChodesh is. So you see here, just in the few lines that we have here from the Be'er Moshe, there's Oyoimar, it says HaChodesh Hazel Lochem. As far as HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, this is to you Rosh Chodoshim. This is the first of all of the Chodoshim. Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodshei Hashana. So it seems to be, first of all, redundancy. It says HaChodesh Hazel, right? Is Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. Nisan is the first of all the months, and then it goes on to say again, Rishin Uluchem, Lechotche Eshono. He asks another question as well, even though it doesn't mention this question, but it's obvious it becomes answered in his Mahalach. He says, Lechayre, he says, Habez Haheyin, the two Hays, Mahachoydish Hazeh, Achoydish Hazeh, Heimum Yutorin. Lechayre, the two Hays are not necessary. Would have been enough. Umay Yechzar, what would be missing, Bomroy, if he would have said, Chodesh Ze Lochem Rosh Chodoshim? What is this? Ha Chodesh and Ha Ze. So Vaneris, or the Be'er Moshe, says, Dehine Yesh Ramachi Borim Biyodom. We know that the human body is constructed of Ramachi Borim, 248 Borim, and we know also that it corresponds to Ramach Mitzvah Sasei, and so on. Voiker who, and of course the main idea is Lekadish Ulatai Roisom. Purpose is to be Mekadish and to be Metayer all the Ramach Ivorin. How? Al Yidei Kium Kol HaRamach Mitzvah Sese. Because every one of the Ramach Mitzvah Sese corresponds to a different neighbor in the human body. So by being Mekayim all of the Ramach Mitzvah Sese, thereby one purifies all of his Ramach Ivorin as well. However, he says that's only, he says, Beprotis. That's on an individual level. But the same idea also, he says, V'kocha nimtze gamkin b'klolis. But we also have this, he says, on a complete level, b'klolis, on a national level, on a national scale, in may meaning, in a way, the haina, sha tzadik, the tzadik ador, for example, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on, hu ha-koileles, m'klolis, ramachei borim shul Yisroel. Which means that in the same way that each individual Yid has Ramach Eivorim, but if you want to imagine all the Klal Yisrael being Guf Echot, and Mela, what you have is one large entity of Ramach Eivorim, by connecting, by being Ma'acher, all of Klal Yisrael, making them, instead of being 600,000 individual people, but connecting all of Klal Yisrael into one, the Tzaddik and the Manig Yisrael actually represent the entire Klal Yisrael. So he's the Ramach of all of the Klal Yisrael. The Tzaddik within himself represents the Ramach, the total Ramach of each and every Yid. Each and every Yid has his own Ramach. But if you put together all of the Ramach Evarim from each and every Yid, and building them all together, putting them together like one big puzzle, making them one Guf Echad, the Tzadik is the Guf Echad of all of Klal Yisrael put together. The Rambam really says it's by a Melech Yisrael. The Rambam says it in Hilchas Melochim. The Rambam says that what is the role of the Melech? Mam says, Liboy Leiv Kahal Yisrael. That the heart of the Melech, as a matter of fact, that is the heart. That's the pulse of the entire community. That's the heart. That's the heart of the Melech Yisrael. In Chassidus, this was extends itself not only to a Melech per se, from a legal standpoint, being a Melech Yisrael, but who is the Tzadik Hador, who is the Manig Hador, who is the Nosi Hador. They represent the entire Klal Yisrael. In the same way that we say a Melech represents the entire Klal Yisrael. So Mameli says the Tzadik who is koilo within himself, the Ramach Eborim of Klal Yisrael. But not only regarding the Tzadik do you see the Klolius, right? You see the Klolius of the entire Ramach of the Klal Yisrael. But also he says, V'kocha nimtze ganke mebchinnis ha-zman. Time also. In other words, time, zman. Zman also, he says, shall call Yemois HaShono Nimtza Behem Gamkin Bechines Reish Memches Eborim. Interesting thing. This time is also an entity. Something that's not tangible. But if you think about time, you think about the entire year also has within itself, which is a Bechine, which is Ramach Eborim. Vaklolis Mehem. And what is the Klolis? What is the single entity that binds, right? That binds all of the Ramach Eborim together in one entity, one unit. In other words, all of the Ramach Eborim, which makes up the entire year, in one particular day, he says, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shu Harosh V'Arishon Kol Chodshei Hashana. Uboi Nichlal Kol Bechines Ramach Eborim Shekol Hashana Kula. Which means that any day of the year, and each day has its own milas, each day represents whatever it represents. Rosh Chodesh Nisan encapsulates within itself the entire year experience. Everything is represented by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In the same way that we said that a tzaddik or a melech, right, he is the klolius, he is the composite. As a single entity, he represents the entire Klal Yisrael as it being within him. The entire Klal Yisrael is within him. He is the makeup. He, as a unit, is the makeup of the entire Klal Yisrael. In the same thing in time, in Zaman. If there is one day that if we can point to a day and say that that day really represents the entire year, it has within itself a chelik of each and every year, every day of the year. That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan really is koilul within itself every other day of the year. Therefore, he says, therefore, ukishehodom, being aware of this fact, when a person shomer atzmoi b'zeh ha-chodesh, so if a person Chodesh Nisan, which Chodesh Nisan represents the entire year, the person, right, makes use, a person avails himself of the tremendous opportunity which Chodesh Nisan represents, meaning that he's careful to be Mekadish himself in Chodesh Nisan b'chol protei eivara b'chushov shol livgoim chaz v'sholem ben b'shum nidnet pegam oz memela shem yizborach barachu yebezroi. Chodesh Nisan becomes the hachana of how the rest of your year is going to look like. If you take the opportunity and you don't lose, you don't miss this opportunity. Once a year opportunity, Chodesh Nisan comes around. The way that you are shomer Chodesh Nisan, the way that you are mekadesh yourself in your behavior in Chodesh Nisan, that is the way really that the rest of the year will follow. Like you're building your shayrish, you're building your yesoid of how the remainder of the hemshich of the year, of how it's going to turn out. He says, if you make, why? Because Chodesh Nisan, as a matter of fact, is the Ramach Eborim of the entire year. Zman also has a bechin of Ramach Eborim. And every day of the year is encapsulated in Nisan. So the way that we are knowing in Nisan really is representative of how we are really experiencing the whole year. With our Chodesh Nisan behavior really is a reflection of our total year experience. And the more we are Mekadish ourselves, and the higher level we achieve in Madregas, in Chodesh Nisan, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu will yibezroi that this should continue the entire year, and to be able to be protected, Mishukam Ve'ovay. V'zehu Remez Akosus. The Bederach Remez says, you know, we have Pshat Remez Drush Soit, Pardis, right? The Bederach Remez, he says, take the first letter, the Rosh Tevis, he says, HaChodesh, the Hay. Remember you said why we need all these Hays. But now that we have them, so HaChodesh, the Hay. Hazeh, again a Hay. Lochem is a Lamed. Rosh is a Resh. Chodoshim, Rosh Tevis is Gematria Ramach. 248. What is the intent? What is that? Every word in the Torah is Meram. There's no extra word in the Torah. What is the message? That this happens to add up to Ramach. A very, very convenient number. What does it mean? Chodesh Nisan. I want you to know, is the Torah telling us, that this Chodesh of Nisan, who are Klolis, that's really the total Shel Ramach Eivarim Shekol Hashana. The entire year finds itself now hidden in Chodesh Nisan. The ganze year is behalten in Chodesh Nisan. In Chodesh Nisan, you have the entire year hidden inside of Chodesh Nisan. This is the Ramach Eivarim of the entire year. Al Kain, therefore, obviously, therefore, it's very important, behooves us, right, to be mekadesh and mitar ourselves in kol protei evorot, in our remach, b'zeh ha-chodesh, v'oz, now comes the second part, rishon hu lochem, rishon goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. If ha-chodesh hazeh lochem, rosh chodoshim, if this month, really, if you will really view this month and recognize the chashivas of this month, you will actually, right, you will actually be mishtamish, you will utilize this month to what it really is, then Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reish V'Rishon, HaBoyer Baruch Hu, Shu HaReish V'Rishon, Yeh Lochem Ve'ezraseichem L'Chotche HaShona, L'Chol Chotche HaShona Kula. If HaKadosh Hazel, Chodesh Nisan is up to you to do what you can do. Once you do and achieve Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will jump in and help you, that give you Siyata Dishma, that the rest of the year, that all the other Chadoshim of the Shona, that after HaKadosh Hazel Lochem Reish Chadoshim, if you behave properly, you do the right thing in Chodesh Nisan, so Rishon Hu Lochem, now Kodesh Baruch Hu will come on your behalf. Rishon means that Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'Chotche HaShona, for all the other Chadoshim in the year. So we learn that Chodesh Nisan, in fact, represents the entire year. And the makeup of Chodesh Nisan, and what one can achieve in Chodesh Nisan, really sets the stage in terms of how the rest of the year might look like. This is a tremendous idea and gives us an opportunity really to find a secret in a sight and a way in an Eitzah to get this extra Siyata D'Shemaya to have more Atzlocha in our career in Avodas Hashem for the entire year. So this is Chodesh Nisan, is a tremendous opportunity because the 4 weeks of Chodesh Nisan might represent the entire year, a full 12 months of the year. A very, very noteworthy idea to remember. Chodesh Nisan is the Ramach, is the Ramach of the entire year. The 248 Devarim in Zman of Kol HaShona Kula is Nichlal in Chodesh Nisan. As a matter of fact, the Bnei Sosko brings in Sefer Agra Zekala. We know when we read the Nisim, you know, on Chodesh Nisan, there's the 12 Nisim. So, B'yom Marishan, the first day of Nisan was Nachshon Ben Aminodov, B'yom Hasheni, Hikri V'Skabone, so on and so forth. And we go throughout the 12 days. And he starts to point it out, he says that he saw himself, he said that from the Chayz of Lublin, who is known the Seer of Lublin, who said that every day of Chodesh Nisan, the first 12 days also within itself, each day represents another month of the year. When you cover 12 days of Nisan, in a sense, you have also covered already 12 Chadoshim. And he also said he saw himself, right, printed in his Sefer Agra Dekala, the Chayz of Lublin in a particular year would say, was on the first day of Nisan, he said, this is what's going to happen in the entire Chodesh Nisan. And Beis Nisan, he said, this is going to happen in Chodesh Iyar, because Beis Nisan represents the second month, and Gimel Nisan, and so on. And he said that when he came to the day that represents the Chodesh of, right, Nisan year, seven times at the fifth day, he stopped. You know why? He was Nifter in Tisha B'Av that year, that particular year. So he didn't say anything. So he brings it in the Sefer. But you see that this idea, this notion, that Chodesh Nisan is not just the first of the Chadoshim, but actually it's the representative and the extension of the entire year. The entire year is found hidden in Chodesh Nisan. So, just to show you that this idea is not unique, so here we go with Rav Tzadik and Pri Tzadik Chilik Beis, Tzadkuf Yotet, The tzaddik as follows. Look what the tzaddik says here. Again, to appreciate what Chodesh Nisan is, really with new eyes, with a new understanding. What Chodesh Nisan means. Significance of Chodesh Nisan as well as Parashat HaChodesh, therefore. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Bechad Menisan is Rosh Hashanah Lemalachim. The first day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings. Now, the year of when it's the calendar year, when it changes, right? A king, the second year to his reign, the third year of his reign. Chodesh Nisan determines the end of a year and the beginning of a new year. And also as the regalim, that Echad Benissen is the Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tovim. Now how can it be? The Gemara says, there's no Yontif on Echad Benissen. There's no Yontif Echad Benissen. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not a Yontif. Tezvav Nisan is Pesach. So halfway down, in the middle of Chodesh Nisan, we have a Yontif. What does it mean, Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim? What does it mean? So the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara says, Regel Sheboi Rosh Hashanah Regolim. What it means is, Azoiv. You're right. The Gemara says, you know what it means that Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah Regolim? It means that Pesach, which is the first Yontif, is the Rosh Hashanah to all the other Yom Tovim. When is the Yontif of Pesach, right? When does it take place? It takes place in the month which begins with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So when we say Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah Regolim, it really means Nisan is the month that has within itself, but the Yontif, which is the Rosh Hashanah, to all Regolim. Pesach is considered to be the first of all the Yom Tovim, of the Shalosh Regolim. Pesach is like the Rosh Hashanah of the Yom Tovim. So if that's the meaning, that we're not talking about Echad Benissen. Echad Benissen is not the Yontif, right? So the Koshet Avala Meimar, then it should have said Benissen, in the month of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Regolim. Why mention Echad Benissen Bechlal? Why Echad Benissen? Because the Gemara says it does not mean really Echad Benissen. Echad Benissen is just the first day of that month that contains within it a Yontif of Pesach. So really what we're talking about is that Chodesh Nisan is very Choshev, right? It has the Yontif of Pesach in it. What's the idea of mentioning the Echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim? It's not Echad Benissen. It's Benissan Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. It should have said that. So Tzadik, I'll tell you. That Akvar Amarnu, he says, we have already stated in a number of places, the Mahai Tama Nikra Rosh Chodesh V'loi Tchilas Chodesh. Rav Tzadik says, why do we refer to the first day of Rosh Chodesh? We call it Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say Tchilas Chodesh? Why do we say Rosh Chodesh? The word Rosh. Why not Tchilas HaChodesh? In Kiddush we say Tchilo L'Mikroya Chodesh, right? Why don't we say this is Tchilas HaChodesh? It's the beginning of the month. So he says, you know why? Because Shehu Rosh shall call HaChodesh. In other words, Rosh Chodesh does not mean it's the beginning of the month. Rosh Chodesh means it's the head of the month. So the Kopsinim Chodesh. It was a new Taish. We always think of Rosh Chodesh, right, being the beginning of the month. The Tzaddik, well then it should say Tchilas HaChodesh. Rosh means head as well, right? It's Rosh. Some Kop. Rosh Chodesh means that the first day of the Chodesh is the head of the month. Ah, what does it mean? It's the head of the month. It's the head. The Haina Shekol Kedushas HaChodesh Kolul B'Rosh Chodesh. If I'm to tell you, in the same way as in the human body, right? The entire guf, everything, right? Everything follows the head. The head is the master. Everything, the entire body, the entire life force of the person, everything is connected. Everything follows the head. The same way Rosh Chodesh, the first day is Rosh Chodesh, that's the head of the Chodesh, which means the entire Kedusha is Nichlal in the first day. So the entire Kedusha of the entire month is Nichlal in the first day of the Chodesh. Ubasa Reisha Gufa Ozel, the Gemara in Erevin, that after the head, right, the rest of the Guf follows the head. Basa Reisha, the Gemara says, that's talking about the human body and other things. Basa Reisha Gufa Ozel. Therefore, says the Tzadik, you know what it means? This is not just a nice interpretation. It means that the tzarech lahargish hakdusha maharegel sheboy beechod boy shur chodesh. Tzadik says a phenomenal thing. He says that starting with Chodesh Nisan, you're supposed to already spear bimargish a kedusha of Yom Tepesach. The kedusha of Yom Tepesach should be felt already in Rosh Chodesh, because being Rosh Chodesh is not merely the beginning of the month. Rosh Chodesh is the head of the month. So the entire Kiddush of the Chodesh, right, has to be felt in the head. And being that Nisan has the Yontif of Pesach, and the entire Nisan, right, is Nichlal in Rosh Chodesh, which is the head of the month. So when the first day of Nisan comes, it means we have an opportunity or the chance. Mekenshpien Ayid Kenshpien Kedusha Pesach. He says, V'tzorech, he says, Ayidar. You have to open your heart to receive, to be married to the Kedusha of the Yontif, which is contained in Nisan. And you know, the same thing also says Reb Tzadik is V'chein Rosh HaShonah. It doesn't say Tchilas HaShonah, it says Rosh HaShonah. So Rosh HaShonah Perusha means Rosh Shokol HaShonah. Rosh HaShonah means it's the head of the year. And the Gemara Taka tells us in Rosh HaShonah that whatever occurs on the first day on Rosh HaShonah is demonstrative, right, for the rest of the year as well. And that's why, right, we prepare on Rosh HaShonah for the rest of the year, whatever our faith should be, and hopefully for the better. That's why we do invest so many credits. I mean, we try to do everything proper, at least for that day on Rosh HaShonah, because that determines the entire year. Rosh HaShonah is the head of the year. That's the head of the year, which means that the rest of the year is Nichlal and Rosh HaShonah. Says Reb Tzadik, this is what the Mishnah means when it says Echod Benissen is Rosh HaShonah L'Regolim. You know what it means, it's Rosh HaShonah L'Regolim? Shekol Kedushas HaMoyadois, he says, Kelula is Beregel de Pesach. Now Reb Tzadik goes on to say more. He says, Pesach being which is the first of the Yomim Tovim, so Pesach is Koilu within itself, the Kedusha of all the other Yom Tovim. Pesach is Koilu which itself, all the Sholosh Regolim. Pesach is the primary yontif. So Pesach had within itself all of the Sholosh Regolim. And Echad Benissen, we said, has within itself the entire Chodesh Nissan. It means that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you're able to be margish the Kedusha from Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. At Kedei Kach is Echad Benissen. The idea with Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Koich of Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan gives us the opportunity that we can experience all the Sholosh Regolim in the day way, way ahead before the actual Yontav arrives. V'zeh Shenemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim means Shenichlal Boi Kedushas Kol HaMoyadah Shebechol HaChodeshim. This is the head of all of the Chodeshim. So we're not just talking about Nissan, right? Encapsulating within itself only, right? Rosh Chodesh Nissan had within itself the all of Nisan, but Nisan had within itself all of the other Chodeshim, and therefore you have the Kedusha of all of the Yom Tovim, the Kedusha of all the Yom Tovim that you have in the various individual months. All of that Kedusha find themselves hidden in Nisan, and more so starts already with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because everything is Nichal in Rosh Chodesh, which is the head of the Chodesh. Umarish Chodesh, Tarach Lahasig, Ulahargish, Tarnish Chodesh, Dafayid Masigzam, and to be Margish, Kedushas Hamoyet Sheyove Bechodesh Zeh. That's Bechal in every Chodesh. Comes Chodesh Sivan, you should already really have a Matan Torah experience. That's on that level as well, because every Chodesh has its own Rosh Chodesh also. And when it comes to Chodesh Tishrei, so of course, which is Rosh Hashanah as well, you should also have Sukkis and you have experiences, everything already starting from the beginning. Vehu Rosh HaShonah L'Regolim, and happens to be that Nisan is Rosh HaShonah L'Regolim Shememenem Mistaf Kol Kedushas L'Regolim, because all of the Kedusha of the subsequent, everything comes from Pesach, everything grows out of Pesach. That's the head, in the same way as in the human body, everything comes out from the head, right? Everything is from the head. So too, all the Kedusha of all the human Torah come from Pesach, and all of that is Nichol already in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Reb Tzadik. So now, when do we read Parshas HaChodesh? The Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, right? So as a matter of fact, when at this Shabbos, we're going to read Shabbos, it's going to be Parshas HaChodesh, we're going to read HaChodesh as Alechem, but it's a few days, it's before Rosh Chodesh. Says Reb Tzadik, U'shechal Rosh Chodesh B'chol, for example, like in this year, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a weekday, so Tzorech Likra is B'Shabbos, so we have to read on Shabbos, right? So we have to read on Shabbos, Shekoidim Rosh Chodesh Parshas HaChodesh. You know why? Shebi Shabbos Shelefonov already Tzorech LaHargish Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Sheyiyah B'mei HaMaisa Sheachro. The Tzadik tells us, you know, we always think of Shabbos being the end of the week, right? You have the Sheish Yimei HaMaisa, Sheish Yimei HaChol, and Shabbos is the end of the week, the weekend, right? The truth is, Shabbos is also the beginning of the week. because Shabbos gives Kedusha to the next 6 days. Shabbos is truly in the middle also, because, you know, the first 3 days before, 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos, right, belong to the Shabbos. After 3 days, belongs already to the Shabbos ahead. Shabbos is like in the middle, 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos. Shabbos, right, completes a week, and Shabbos also gives Kedusha to the coming week. He says, this idea, says, was said many times. The Shabbos koilu kol kedushas sheyavoyu b'yamei ha'maisa shachru. So all of the kedushas that are inherent in the following week, in the upcoming week, Shabbos already is the seed. Shabbos already has it within it. Shabbos already has within itself the upcoming kedusha, the coming week. And if the coming week is going to be Rosh Chodesh, the coming weekday, right, one of the days of the week, of the upcoming week, is going to be Rosh Chodesh, so Shabbos already has a chelik of that which is to come. He says, K'moy sho'imrim, as we say, and Rosh says, this is the pshat in the words we say on Shabbos, that birachta mikol ha'yomim. Birachta mikol ha'yomim means that Shabbos Bemes has bracha, right, from all the days. Shabbos gleans from everything. Any kedusha or anything significant that is in the middle of the week, right? Whether it be Shabbos, has a chelik of all of that. The kol of the Shabbos there, therefore, this Shabbos, which is Parshas HaChodesh, which is before Rosh Chodesh, what's already nichol the Shabbos is kedusha Rosh Chodesh, shekoil regel sheboish rishayish kol hamayadim, which means that now the Shabbos before already will have all of these klolis to get kedushas. You're going to have already a hergish of Pesach already, starting from Shabbos. This Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. You're already going to have a chelik of Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh already has within itself Pesach, which has within itself all the Sholos Regalim. So all of the subsequent Kedushas of all the Sholos Regalim, right, which we said is already inherent in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, begins already from the Shabbos before. That Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. That's what you're able to experience. That's the kind of Kedusha you can experience. As a matter of fact, he says, "Ukshechal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos," and Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos itself. So Koyin HaParsha b'Shabbos, right? So then we read, then it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we read everything on Shabbos itself and Rosh Chodesh together. So Rav Tzadik was a Kedusha Kefula. Then you have double Kedusha. Because Rav Tzadik says a very interesting thing. You know, when you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you know, coming, falling on one day, it's not two separate Kedusha side by side. Because the way we look at it is, we have two days, two Kedushas in one day. In other words, we have Shabbos and we have Rosh Chodesh. But you think of them as two entities which happen to meet in one spot. Now you have Shabbos and you have Rosh Chodesh, which happen to meet on this day. So this is not so. They fuse together, become the Shidda. When you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh falling on the same day, it's not you have two separate Kedushas that have met, right, and are coexisting side by side, if you will. No, it's more than that. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, what Shabbos does and says, you know, I'll give you all my milas. And Rosh Chodesh says to Shabbos, I'll give you fakir, I'll return you my milas. Which means Shabbos now has the milas of Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh has the milas of Shabbos. So it's not Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh, no. It's Rosh Chodesh to get Shabbos, and it's the Shabbos to get Rosh Chodesh. Each has a chelik of each other. That's why it's called the Kedusha Kefula. Now the Shabbos is in hand, and Rosh Chodesh is in hand. Not you have two separate days together. The Kedusha Shabbos mekabel mikedusha Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos receives some of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. It's another Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It's a different Shabbos. It's another Shabbos. It's a Shabbos that has Rosh Chodesh within it. Shabbos becomes affected from Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh becomes affected from Shabbos. Mamele says, Yeh Kedusha Samoyet Sheyove Akrov Gedoyle Yoyse Mekol HaShona. Oh. So now it's not Tama Shabbos. It's the Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh to give Shabbos. And we said that Shabbos influences the coming week. So the Tzadik, a fascinating thing. As great as the Yom Tov Pesach is, right? Pesach always follows 15 days after Rosh Chodesh. But when you had the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you had a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So now you had not Tama Shabbos. You had Rosh Chodesh to give Shabbos. The Shabbos gives. So now you have a higher Shabbos. You have a higher Shabbos, so Shabbos contributes even greater Kedusha to the upcoming days. It means you're going to have a, hard to understand, you're going to have a Pesach on a higher level than a regular Pesach. If the Shabbos was a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so the contribution that Shabbos is going to make for the days ahead is going to be on a higher level, because it's not Tama Shabbos. Every Shabbos contribute to the days ahead, to give Kedusha to the days ahead, to the upcoming days. But this is a Rish Chayyidig Shabbos. If it's a Hecher Rish Shabbos, so the days ahead are also going to be Hecher. Which means that the Yomim Tovim in such a Zman are going to be in a high level. Now, Mele Yi Kedusha Samoyit Sheyovai Akhrav Gedoyle Yosem and Kolashonah. Give a Hecher of Pesach. Don't give me the same Pesach. The Hecher of Pesach also. Kim Shemar Gishin HaKedusha Al Yidei Kriyas HaParashe B'Shabbos Rish Chayyidish. The Shabbos Moil Rish Chayyidish. Rish Chayyidish L'Shabbos, so it's not just Shabbos plus Rish Chayyidish, it's the Shabbos Digger Rish Chayyidish. Rish Chayyidish Digger Shabbos. So the Mela, so you have a Shabbos on a higher level. So the Shabbos will now contribute even more Kedusha than a regular Shabbos will do to the days ahead, and the Yom Tov of Pesach that's come up will be even on a higher level. So B'Kitzur, what we have here, B'Kitzur, what we have is, first of all, what we see is here that Rish Chayyidish Nisan, right, says Reb Tzadik, is called the head of the month, right, not the beginning of the month. Which means that the Rish Chayyidish, that Aleph Nisan actually, it capsulizes within himself, the entire, according to the Be'er Moshe, first of all, he said that Nisan happens to be a Chayyidish, right, which encapsulates within itself the entire year, right? In other words, if you take the entire year and try to squeeze it into a month, and then into a day, it's going to be a Nisan. The entire year squeezed into, right, crammed into this particular Zman. And then we say Regal Sheboy, the Mishnah says as far as Nisan Regal, which is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim, right? Which means Nisan has the first Yom Tov, which is Rosh Hashanah to all the other Yom Tovim. So it's Rosh of the Chodashim. It's Rosh of Kol Chodesh, which means to say it's the head of the Chodesh, and not simply the beginning, and therefore means everything is included in the head. So all the Yom Tovim are included in the Yom Tov of Pesach. And Pesach is already felt in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's the head of Chodesh Nisan. It means that in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the person can be marked the Kedusha of all of the Sholosh Regolim. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan was capable of being marked the Kedusha of all of the Sholosh Regolim. So when it comes to Shabbos Parashat HaChodesh, so we already have a preview to be marked the Kedusha of the upcoming Rosh Chodesh, right? When talking about when Rosh Chodesh comes on the weekday. So Shabbos Parashat HaChodesh we read before, right? Because the Shabbos is coiled within itself, the future Sheishes Yimei HaMaaseh. And being that in these Sheishes Yimei HaMaaseh will be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Shabbos already you're going to be Margish, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Pesach is coiled all the Sholosh Regolim. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coiled the Kedusha of Pesach, right? And the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is coiled the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. That means that the Shabbos, the Parshas HaChodesh, you can be Margish and experience the Kedusha of all the Sholosh Regolim. And it tells us further that Rosh Chodesh Shechali is B'Shabbos, being that the Shabbos itself is now on a higher level. So Mameli says, so all of the Yomim Tovim to follow are also going to be now, at least Yom Tov and Pesach will be, because the greater that the Shabbos will be, so the Kedusha of the Regel is also going to be. And it's not only Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh is greater, and the Shabbos is greater, because Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh means that both become enhanced. So Mameli is going to be a different Yom Tov and a much higher, a greater contribution. Just like Avurche, what Reb Tzadik brings, just have a few lines just on the side, just want to show you something. He brings in Pritzadik that as far as the Koyach of Ischachus, of the renewal in Parashat HaKodesh, so he says, Mesuper Ma Yehudi HaKodesh, from the Yid HaKodesh. Yid HaKodesh, of course, was the Rebbe Rabbinim. That's where Pshitzche started from. Yid HaKodesh was the founder of the Pshitzche Chassidus. But after the Yid HaKodesh took over, was later on, was the Rebbe Rabbinim. And Rabbi Binim, of course, as you know, was the Rebbe of the Kotskin, and was the Rebbe of Shonov of all of us, and the Chedisha Rim, and so on and so forth. So, but the Pshitzche Chassidus started from the Yid HaKodesh. And he said, so what Tzadik brings, that it's said about the Yid HaKodesh, he said, Shebishabezeh yesh bo yischachis b'shefa b'divrei Torah. In other words, more than any other time of the year, a person who really puts his mind to it is able to be mechadish Chedusha Torah, and find creative nuances in the Torah more than any other time of the year. Because the inyan of Chodosh, the new, the Koyach of Chodesh Nisan, which is Chodosh, is Chachus, is bigger than the inyan of this Hashpois, extreme opportunity for new Hashpois in Torah. There's a tremendous Koyach in Chachus of the Shefet Divrei Torah. And then in a different Sefer of Tzadik, in the Sefer Likutei Amorim, he also brings, he says, the Kamoshe Shumati Alechot Kodesh. Possibly he means maybe the Yid HaKodesh he means, because it's quite similar to what he said before in the other Sefer. But here he doesn't identify who it is. He says, as I heard, Odom Kodesh said, that the Parashat HaChodesh, Hayim Margish Chidushin, the Raisa Dvorim Chodoshim.
Pasuk Chodesh at the Gezein, he was able to say better Shiurim maybe. He was able to see Dvar Mechudoshim. Ki Oz Bekriyas HaChodesh HaZalochem Chuis Chachus Shevet Nisan. So it means Chuneged Ois Hei Agav in Sefer Yetzirah. Remember we once pointed out that we once had one of the Shiurim Chodesh Shvat, we said was Ois Tzadik, if you remember. That it was created with Ois Tzadik. We spoke about the significance of Ois Tzadik. Chodesh Odar, for example, is with Ois Kuf. And the Sefer Yetzirah tells us that Chodesh Nisan is Ois Hei. Ois Hei happens to be the Ois that represents to be Makabel, to receive, which means it's the Zman of Klitas Hischachus Divrei Torah, to be able to absorb the Hashpoes of Chodesh Torah that is being Nishpa Min HaShemayim. All right. Okay, so this is one idea that Reb Tzadik tells us. Okay, this is the great. I mean, the koyach of Chodesh Nisan represents that Echad the Nisan is really the Shoyrish. It's really the Shoyrish being the head of the Chodesh. So everything of the month is Nichlal and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the kedusha of the Yom Tovim can already be felt like in Echad the Nisan. Now with the Yom Tov Pesach, because Pesach that's being the Shoyrish of the other regolim, so Meli can also then be Margish, right, the kedusha of all of the Yom Tovim in Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh you're Margish Pesach. So in Rosh Chodesh Nisan you're able already to be Margish the kedusha of the Yontif and the Zman. So this is, as we see again, the Be'er Moshe in his Mahalach and the Tzadik, but what they all come together and to show that Chodesh Nisan represents the Kedusha of the rest of the year. That Chodesh Nisan becomes really the paradigm. And this really is the head. And the way the head is, that determines why the rest of the body is going to be. As the Tzadik pointed out, that the Reisha, Bosa Reisha Gufa Ozel, the Guf follows the Reish. From the way that the head looks like and turns out to be, that's the way then you can hope for the rest of the year. So these are these great opportunities upon the dealing with Chodesh Nisan. The tremendous appreciation of Chodesh Nisan is all about. We take a look here. This is Reb Tzadik again dealing with Chodesh Nisan. And a fascinating idea here is the Sefer Machshava Yischoros, which means challenge. Channeling the thought. It's a paper called Machshav Yischoros and Daf Lamed Beis. Daf Lamed Beis is the old print, and they are now doing new work again on foreign Reb Tzadik. So Reb Tzadik says as follows in Sefer Machshav Yischoros. Look what he says over here. V'yinei matzino b'midas peronius me'uta. We find avodah zarah makel lefoneo ulachreo. We know there's midas peronius and there's midas toiva. Because Baruch Hu has two measures of judgment. When there's punishment, there's punishment. When there's schar, there's schar. But the Chazal say one thing: the measure of punishment is less than the midah of toiva. In other words, if you see a certain degree of punishment, you can be sure that on the positive side, midah toiva is merubah than midas peronius. It'll always be more. Now, the flip side, on the good side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give much more toiva than the measure of punishment. Measure of punishment is less than the midah peronius. What do we see about peronius? We see regarding avodah zarah, we see makel lefoneo lachreo. What does that mean? Kushomer Chazal tell us al posik vayirdoif adon. You might remember when Avraham Avinu, right? He hears that light, right, has been captured. So he goes and he chases after the malachim vayirdoif adon, and he runs and he chases them till dawn. Why just till dawn? The Rashi says when he arrives to Don, Chazal say he felt weak. He didn't have the koyach to go further. Why? Because in the future, Don has a lot of tragic experiences. In the future, namely, Don was the place where they made the Yegel. So this Mokim already had a deficiency within it. Now, Avraham Avinu felt his koyach is being drained when he arrives at the spot of Don. It didn't happen yet. The Chet HaEgel didn't happen yet. But you see that when it comes to Midas Peronis, there is a Roshim and a Mokim, right? Even before the situation happens. If something terrible is to happen in a Mokim, that Mokim already can affect situation and behavior even before. And Faket also, even after. When it came to the Churban in Yirmiyah Hanavi tells us that Medon Nishma Nachra Susov, they heard the roaring and the horses coming of the enemy. They heard it also. What is the first one they were aware of it? Also from Don. That was after the Chet HaEgel. So Don being the place, the Mokim of Don being the place where the Chet HaEgel happened. So So many, many years earlier already, there was a Roshim on this place, and many years after. There's a tzaddik, if this is l'rab and l'tayv as avadah, that in a place where tremendous positive situations, when it comes to areas of Kedusha, a mokim, where a great inyan of Kedusha takes place, this mokim already has its gula, right? To bring out Kedusha even before it happens and also after it happens. You see it happens on the side of punishment, on the negative side, then it also has l'fonel achreya on the good side. That's what he says. Kol shein midat tov meruba, kamo midat tov is so much more meruba than midat pranish and mekadeshes lachreya, kei mekadeshes lefoneo. Okay, we are talking now about kedushas samokim. That a spot, if a spot in history, right, has an occurrence of great kedusha, of something very very positive, that spot has its gula, right, to bring out positive hashpoyes even before the situation and even after the situation. That spot already is, so to speak, locked in for a lot of positive things. But Sadek says this is also true in time, not only in space. It is a particular year in the calendar year. That year is very, very significant. So that day in history, even before this thing happened, and even after it happened, that day already is reserved to have the hashpoyes of the particular occurrence. He says, Kein lo nikdush lazman. A particular designated day in history, this already has kedusha even before it happened. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, gam hakedusha v'ha'oyer ha'osid lehigolos b'mher b'yemeinu beis kate. The Mashiach will come very soon. That day that Mashiach will come already today has tremendous koiches and tremendous positive forces of Kedusha. That day of light, that day, the day that Mashiach will come, so being that will be an established day, so that day will have koiches before, and that day will also have koiches even after. As he points out, Gamhu Meir Gamkin Lefonov, Ba'oisa Yoim Mu'ed Hamuchin Lekach, the day that is designated for that great occurrence, when we'll have and share the great light of Bias HaMashiach. According to what Chazal say, that the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, right? Benissan Nikalu, Benissan Asidim Legoyo. So as a tzaddik, if Nissan is the day which is officially, at least, designated for Gula, so Nissan, even today, before the Gula, already has the radiance and the shine, right? And the hashpoyas of Gula already can be felt in Nissan even way, way earlier, even before it happened. Because in the same way, when it comes to Lora, we can fear it Lefoneo, we can feel it Lefoneo and Lachreo. When it comes to good also, says, and every year, which is another year closer to the Zman of Bias HaMashiach, then we experience it even more, even greater. The light is even brighter. So, my Gishim boy, Oyer Yoyser, my Oyer Zeshel Yeshua Ho Amitis, shall call on the Poshet of Israel, Lesake Noilam Amalchus, Shemoy Yisborach. And he says, Bechlal, he says, the truth is every Rish Chodesh, when Mashiach will come, every Rish Chodesh will be Choshev. Rish Chodesh Nissan will be even more significant, because the Navi tells us, Uklal Rish Chodesh, the truth is, says the Tzadik, that every Rish Chodesh, in general, Har Goshes Oyer Shel Osif, every Rish Chodesh already today has a specific feeling of the future light. Why? Because the Le'osif Ne'emar, we say it in the Haftarah, we say, Behoye Medei Chodesh B'Chodshoi, right? Medei Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, Yovei Kol Bosa L'Shtach V'Slofonai. By the way, you notice in the pasuk it says, "Losid lovoi, why you made a chodesh b'chodshoy?" Every chodesh, people will come. Made a Shabbos b'Shabbat. What's mentioned first? Which chodesh is mentioned before Shabbos? Chodesh is mentioned first. Says the tzaddik, look at this. Shehigdim chodesh l'Shabbos. The mashma sheyekedushosoy gedoyle mekedusha Shabbos. Amazing thing. Tzaddik says that losid lovoi kedusha of Rish Chodesh will be higher level than Shabbos. Everybody says something like that. He says, "Why? Because Shabbos is kvi v'kaimik. Because Shabbos." The automatic kedusha. No human effort was put into it. So as great as Shabbos is, it'll be limited. Rish Chodesh is a kedusha, right? That is created. It's a created kedusha. So Mele v'Chodesh the Yisrael mekache kishiyasem and a kedusha kibua. When Mashiach will come, it'll be already established forever. You won't have to be mekadesh every time. But once when Mashiach comes, the kedusha sechadoshim will already be mekadesh. Your godel yoyis will be even greater. Al derech, like we see, chad minon. There's a Gemara in Kesubah. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara said like this, that the Talmid HaChomim in Eretz Yisrael are bigger Talmid HaChomim than the Talmid HaChomim in Bavel. However, Once a Talmud of Bavel makes Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, he becomes double the Talmud Chacham than a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So as it starts out, a Ben Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level than a Ben Bavel. But a Ben Bavel who goes to Eretz Yisrael has a double Koyach. As in Tzadik, he says, Rish Chodesh, when Mashiach will come and it will also become Kviya V'kaimi, like Shabbos, then it'll outdo Shabbos as well. Because it has its Koyach, what it has now. And when Mashiach comes, it'll be Kviya V'kaimi, it'll already be established forever. Right? Well, no, already. It won't have to be Mekadosh al Piriya, like we do, whatever it is. So he says, for these Galik Kedushas HaChodesh al Shem Yisrael, and then we'll see the relationship. Because Klal Yisrael are compared to the Levon HaShasidim Eschadish Kemoisa. Klal Yisrael also will undergo the same renewal. In this world now, now we can't see it. Therefore, today, Bizmanazer Rish Chodesh is not such a big yontif. Rak nikva. But nevertheless, it has some meaning today too. Al shame his galus hakadusha boy liosis. The chashivas of Rish Chodesh is because when Mashiach will come, Rish Chodesh, in fact, will be a primary yontif. Ub Rish Chodesh Nisa. Now imagine, this is every Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh Nisa, Shuroish, Lachola Chadoshim. Sheboye ikras cholos veracious, we go to the top. His chachis oiron liyosim, that will be the beginning of the renewal of all time, a future renewal of Chodesh Nisan, ki hu taikif, hasagis oir zebachal doi vedoi. In other words, in Chodesh Nisan, we have the most powerful hasaga of light, of the future light, because that is the day that's most significant of any Chodesh. I mean, the Zman of the Gula. There's a tzaddik even today. Look what he says. Befrat bedoyrit halolo beikvus of the Mashiach. The tzaddik says, in today's lowly times, yuchlu lahasig ha'ore gedoyla ma'ore shel Mashiach b'Rish Chodesh Nisan. Another big, tremendous thing of Rish Chodesh Nisan. Rish Chodesh Nisan, Nayid is able to be margish, a glimpse of Mashiach. You have a hergish of Mashiach. The world of Mashiach you can feel in Rish Chodesh Nisan. Because this is the day that designated for Gula. So whenever Chodesh Nisan comes around, you're going to feel it. Because he shows, you feel it before, ahead of time, and you feel it also after the time. It's true in Mokim, it's true in place, and it's true in Zman as well. And it's true and so forth. For the sake of saving time, what I want to show you is, what Tzadik mentioned, that even we're talking about Ikvus of the Mashiach, he says, you can be Masik the Hora Gedoyla. We're speaking times. So you say to yourself, you know, generations ago, you know, you had great people, you had great Tzadikim. Right? So Rish Chodesh Nisan, of course, you can imagine he must have felt a tremendous horror, must have felt a tremendous uplifting about having a psychical connection to the time of Mashiach. But Tzaddik says, we might be smaller, a thicker to Mashiach, but we're closer to Mashiach. The closer Rish Chodesh Nisan, every year Rish Chodesh Nisan, which is the Zman of Mashiach, the closer, he says, we come, take us to Mashiach, so we're able to be Masik, he says, a tremendous, tremendous light. So I want to show you, just to establish what Tzaddik is saying here, to the ultimate punchline. Let's jump to the next article of Tzaddik, which is Parashas Vayechi. And this really, really explains everything and gives us actually, in our time that we're living today, how to view Golus and how to be able to understand that in spite of all of the darkness, we can still make a lot of connection to a lot of light. Look what Tzaddik says. It says Vayechi Yaakov, Beretz Mitzrayim. That's in Parashas Vayechi, Pritzadik Vayechi. Yaakovino, of all places, the only time it says Vayechi is when he's Mitzrayim. And before Mitzrayim, it says Ripsodik, Ochen Issa Bezor HaKodesh, is in the middle of the piece, as you can see. There's no place we find this Vayechi in the Torah regarding Yaakov Avinu's experiences. You know why? Begin the Chol Yoyme B'Tzara Havale. Because the rest of his life before Mitzrayim, he had a lot of Tzara. He had all of the problems that he had. Here we have Pais with Lovan. Here am I later Mechiras Yosef. Right? As the Potik says, Lo Shilavti, right? Lo Shilavti means he had no shalv and so on. Bosa Nanochis on Mitzrayim, once he comes down to Mitzrayim, now he sits Bishol and Bishalva, right? All the Shvatim are here. Yosef is found. Yosef is a Sheni Lamelech. Ikra Vayechi. Vedaiku Chazal were Medaik, that this is so, that now he's living. It doesn't say Vayeshev Yaakov, it says Vayechi. The other parish is Vayeshev. Here's the Vayechi. Now he's living. Now he's in Mitzrayim, he's living. Because of Vayechi. By the way, these years made up for all of the lost years. These 17 good years, he says. Hichye gamoisa mashonim sho'ovrolov. Kumashomet Chazal say, kol shisigoso ishona achas toy v'somach l'zeknos. If he has one good year at the end of his life, simen yofaloi. V'hel olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu kol yom avoy b'toyvet. The last good year can be mistaken all of the other years. Ki kol yemei Yaakov shoyu betzara li nikru chayim etzol Yaakov. all of those previous years Be'etzim were not considered living. Look what the Psodic says. He speaks now about a spiritual sense. Psodic tells us as great as Yaakov Avinu was, he was even greater when he was in Mitzrayim. So ask yourself, Mitzrayim, which is the Mokim Atum, Mitzrayim, which is Erev HaSoharis. Yaakov Avinu, prior to Mitzrayim, lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, he was not, did not achieve, did not attain his Madregas in Kedusha as he did in Mitzrayim. How's that possible? Well, Yitzchak Omar, also Yitzchak was told, again Eretz Yisrael, always Eretz Yisrael, Gur Be'eretz Hazoyis. Right, we find they loved the land. It would have been appropriate Yaakovinu should reach his Ashlomah Gdushosai Be'eretz HaGdoisho. The Leibim Mitzrayim Be'eretz HaTmeo Va'amo and her people Mizuhamim Yosim Koloilam. The people of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, are more tumadik, are more defiled than any place in the world. As a tzaddik, this is the paradox. He was in Mitzrayim and he wasn't at the soil. Where did he become greater? In Mitzrayim he becomes greater. This is our history, says the tzaddik. Ochen, he says, Maskinu Kamaike and Begolus Bavel. By the way, I took out some, gave a lot of examples. Golus Bavel, Begolus Vaisheni. She Iker his Pashtus Atoirish Bal Peho Yadaike Bebavel. Where was Shas Bavli created? When they were in Eretz Yisrael? No. Called Shas Bavli, it's called. When did it happen? That's after their exile, during Golus. So say to yourself, in Golus, Klaus can produce Toirish Bal Peh, which is the Torah for all time. This is our Torah. Shas Bavli was produced in the midst of the greatest darkness, in the greatest of Golus. That's when we produced Shas Bavli. V'daikishom and davke in Bavel nizgalo lohem roze atoyer, the secrets of Torah that brought about Torah Shabbat Peh, Marshall, and nizgalo lohem biyozho malad mosom. V'daike bebavel hoyanche kinesa agdoyla. Where the yanche kinesa agdoyla live? They lived in Bavel. And the yachikach Talmud Bavli says that's called okay. Shu ikra Torah Shabbat Peh shalom v'tziyase bebavel. V'yomru Chazal say in Shir Hashirim. Look what Chazal say. Tzadikim, he says hamid oli b'chorbon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, the tzaddikim did for me after the destruction more than the tzaddikim did when the Beis Hamidosh was Kayim. That Yosem et tzaddikim shamid oli bebinyono. Hey, am I said tzaddikim accomplished and did more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more creative. He brought about Talmud Bavli. He brought about Torah Shebal Peh. So the tzaddik, you notice Parshas Vayechi is called the Parshas Tuma, right? And there's many reasons why it's called the Parshas Tuma. I mean, Parshas Tuma means there's no hefzik, right? There's no break. No spaces. This is the Parshas of Stuma, Razal Nosnu Tamim, right? Rashi also says, why is it Parshas of Stuma? Because Yom Kivino died, he says, Nistamu Eneyem V'Livon Shizwa. There's different reasons in the Chazal. But Tzadik says, I'll give you another reason, he says. Why Parshas of Achiz is Parshas of Stuma? He says, we find Chazal gave Tamim if they made Parshas of Stuma. Why is it considered a Parshas of Stuma? For Kulam Divrei Emes, he says, and they're all true. The Eshloim Egamkin Tam L'Stimos, so I'll give you another reason why Parshas of Achiz is Stuma. Kibayemes, he says, ho inyan azeh, because this fact she yushlam Yaakov b'kedushosa, that Yaakov should come to his shleimus in kedusha, daike b'mitzrayim v'labiyores, this aparshas tuma, we can identify his comprehension. Can you believe that Yaakov Avinu reaches the epitome of his madreig in kedusha, davke mitzrayim and not in Eretz Yisrael? Because Yaakov plans it to show, right, how much we can create amidst all of the darkness. Normally, you can't understand. How's it possible? Think that Mitzrayim, you grow to be so great. Dabkim Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't do that. Vishizgala v'yegia le'olam, and Dabke, that this will happen. Klala Knesset Yisrael nefoshes kedoshes muchonim lekabolas atoyer daike b'chutz la'aretz v'loy b'yoretz. Har Sinai was not in Eretz Yisrael either. Kabolas atoyer was in Sinai. It was in the Midbar. Then you have, of course, Talmud Bavli again. It's in Golus. Everything dealing with Torah, everything came about davke not in Eretz Yisrael. V'shiyu gemar habriya gam kim b'mokam hazeh, as he points out, he shows also the gemar habriya had a shaychis. Hey minyonim setumim v'nelolim miseichel odem lavinam, he says we can't understand it. So since we can't understand it, says the tzaddik, you know what the definition of a hafsoke is? Why do we have hafsoke between the parshas? Why do we have hafsoke? It's another chazal. Chazal say, "Ma hoyu hafsokis misham shoyis." What was the purpose of the hafsokis between parshas? Litin revach leMoshe, to give him time to digest for his vayinim in parsha leParsha. The union of Avtoki is to give someone a time, right, to go over, to rethink, to reevaluate, right, to be able to really understand something. So the whole purpose of Avtoki is, right, in order to allow you to understand better the parasha. But if it's a parasha that you're not going to understand anyway, there's no reason to have Avtoki. Because the whole purpose of the Avtoki is listen to Rav Avin parasha to parasha, he says. Umasher, since our union has their omuk moi, since this union is so deep, she aim b'seichel odin lizboinim, how the shayach that the Ovis Yaakovinu comes to his greatest madrega davkim Mitzrayim, which is the greatest mokim tum in the world, he becomes the greater than he was even before. Kalasov produces the greatest creative work that he ever produced. These galas of Torah Shabbat, not in Eretz Yisrael, davkim Mitzrayim, davkim Bobo there. So he says, Val Kaponim, you know what we learn out? He says, there's a Musa Haskel. There's a Musa, there's a practical Musa, says Reb Tzadik. It's words, this is chizuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Our hearts is yet should not dissolve. We should not fall apart. No matter what the situation we find ourselves, again, like Reb Tzadik says, never yush. Remember, we had the whole shtickle there. Reb Tzadik again in this piece says, do not fall apart. He says, Masha Nachlum Bikfas of the Mashiach. You say to yourself, what kind of world is this? We're a time of Ikfas of the Mashiach, B'chol Doyer HaNefosh is Miskatnim. We see how the generations, the Doyer Zem Shvach, are weaker and weaker. Ve'ech Nizki L'gulas and Alta Kasha. You're going to say, you had generations of Tanoim, they were not Zoichet the Mashiach. Amaroim were not Zoichet. You had Rishonim, you had Gdoyla Achroinim, they were not Zoichet the Mashiach. Who's going to Mashiach come? To us is going to come? The Kasha. So the Tzadik, don't despair, he says. You know why? Kiroim Anachnu Mashikol Avesenu Begalusam Dak. You say all the great things happened, Dakit Avesen, Dabki Metoich Achroishe. In Mitzrayim, right? Dabki there emerged Geula, Dabki there light. Yeshua has happened up in those Mekoimis. From those Mekoimis, that's what happened. The Daiki says, Begolus, he gives a Lachola Kedushis. Kikain Rotten Hashem is Barach. Don't ask questions, but this is the way it is. But you can see it from history. Learn from history. You see what happened. Shamati says, I heard. The Shem Harava Kodesh, he says, Mepreshischa Zatzal. Most likely he means the Rebbe Rabbinim of Pshischa, because the Yida Kodesh, he calls him Hayahidi. The Yida Kodesh. But Pshischa means the Rebbe Rabbinim. As I mentioned before, by the way, Rebbe Rabbinim was the Rebbe of the Kotzker, he was the Rebbe of the Ishbitzer. Ishbitzer was also a Talmud of the Rebbe Rabbinim. And the Rebbe Chanoich of Alexander, and the Chidush Arim, and so on and so forth. So he said, know what the Peshitzcha said? Sha'av shanefosho is miskatim b'choldoi. Listen to this. Mekol mokem hanekudish shebelev nitar b'choldoi b'do yoyser. Yoyser! Unbelievable thing. He said, Rebbe Rabbinim said, in a certain sense, we have within ourselves a greater Nekudah Shebelev than the Frida de Gedolah. They may have been greater outside, but there's a Nekudah Shebelev, there's a Pintel Yid that we have which is even more pure. We just be able to ignite it, and we have to bring it out. So, saying is Azoi, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan number one, Rabbi Sai, so we have the ability to be Marigish ahead of time. That's what he's saying. Because being that it's a designated day, we are able to be Marigish ahead of time, just like in Mokim. Places. Bad things happen, and already we receive Ashpois earlier. Good things happen, Avada we receive Ashpois earlier. In Zaman also. That Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which in the future is a day that's designated for Gula, so Mamela Dairis even earlier. We already experienced already the light of Mashiach on that day. And then he goes further, he says, that even though it's equal to the Mashiach, the closer we come to the time, to the designated time, so the Iris of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Iris of Mashiach, is that we're able even to be Margish even to a greater height. And even though Metzad Hasheni, we see Niskatum Adoiris, the Joy Doris Veshvacher, nevertheless, the Nekudah Shebelev is more responsive and it's more pure to be able to receive all of the Iris of Kedusha. And Adra, the Davki Metoich HaKoshir, so to Davki Metoich, the gloom and the darkness, we have shown to be this creative and to be capable of producing the greatest results of our achievements in Kedusha. So the greater the darkness, which increases with each generation closer to Mashiach, Tzadik says, don't despair, because the Nekudas Halev Lamaisa is even more pure as well, and therefore there is not only hope, but all of the Achtochas Bez Hashem to be Mekuyim as soon as possible.
Next week here will be Tuesday night. Tuesday night.